Welcome to the Soda Pop Podcast. I'm Lainey.
I'm Mark.
And we are fortunate to have the head of the theater department and director of A Lesson Before Dying, Charlton James. We also have some of the cast that will join us later on. So to start out, let's give a little bit of a description of the play itself. So the play, A Lesson Before Dying, was written by Ernest J. Gaines, and it follows the story of an innocent young man named Jefferson who was charged and convicted with murder, and he faces the death penalty. And then a school teacher, his name is Grant, well, through speaking with Jefferson, he forms a close friendship with him. Now let's start out with some questions.
Okay, so first of all, how long have you been here at UNA?
I think it was January 2005 when I taught my first semester as an adjunct here, and then about 3 years later, I took on a full-time faculty position. So this is my 14th.
Wow.
Just finished my 14th year, and my 11th year as a full-time professor.
Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so you do act as well, so we were wondering, just a little fun question, so what's your favorite role that you've ever been able to portray?
Wow.
It's a deep, hard question.
I know, it's probably like a top five list because those top five, really, they don't outweigh each other and they're all different styles. But, you know, I certainly enjoyed playing Biff Loman in A Death of a Salesman that we did in summer theater here several years ago. I enjoyed the ensemble part that I played in Muscle Shells, I'll Take You There, the original commission play that we did with Summer Theater several years ago. But I also love comedy, you know. Being a former student, every year used to do one of the Greater Tuna plays. I think there's four of them. When we did, I think there might be five, but we did four out of the five. And it's an opportunity for character actors to play multiple roles and to... I love dialect work and physical comedy, so I had a lot of fun with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Shakespeare.
Yes,
probably my and favorite, Shakespeare. My favorite Shakespearean role has been Petruchio from The Taming of the Shrew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when a lot of people think of the theater program, they think of, you know, people who are trying to go into acting, but there's also people who are trying to go towards the directing side of it. So what can you kind of tell those people about that part of the job?
About directing?
Yes.
You know, for me, directing's about, first of all, there's phases. You know, first of all, you've got to find a good script.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find something that I'm passionate about, something that I feel like aligns with what I'm trying to say as an artist and as a human being at the time. So the first thing is finding a script that really speaks to you. And then you have to find a cast. You know, with me, I have a select group of students that are theater majors. So when I'm trying to pick a play, I'm also thinking about what types of talent do we have? Because, you know, not every actor is the same and they have different strengths and weaknesses. And I think the most important thing about a director is making sure first that you have a play that's either going to entertain your audience, educate them, give them a cultural experience and a social event.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be concerned about them, but then the cast too. You know, is this something that the current students are going to buy into and feel like it's worth their time, you know, to, because we put a lot of hours into this.
Mm-hmm.
And then to realize, okay, here's the play, here's the people that we have, and then collaborate. You know, a lot of times people think that the director is the person making all of the decisions. And sure, I am the final person that says, yes, that's it, that's what we want. But to give, as a director, realize that you're collaborating, you know, that you don't always have to come in and say, this is exactly what I want in this scene design. You know, the scene designer is an artist too.
Mm-hmm.
So I give them, you know, kind of what I'm thinking and then let them go away and let it come from them. Then it's theirs too. It's not just what I told them to do. And even with actors, I rarely say on this line, I want you to gesture like this and I want you to stand right there because the actor feels like they're doing what you told them to do rather than doing something that they discovered. So I just try to nudge actors in the right direction and make sure everybody looks good in the end. That's what I think is most important, is that you put everybody in the best light and make sure that everybody looks good. So, and to do all of that in a nice way, you know, to not be, people are sensitive about their artistic decisions, and it is very personal to us. So as a director, you've got to learn how to manage personalities and how to talk to people and just really be aware of how different people take notes, you know, and how it's, but that's the most important thing. And I've learned a lot about that here, you know, because when I came in, I had only directed two plays. I had been directed by a lot of great directors, but really my approach to directing, I've kind of worked on here. Mm-hmm. And gotten, I hope I've gotten better at it, but I think I have.
Yes. So do you have any advice for any of the students who are interested in joining the theater program, you know, either from transfers or upcoming students?
Well, I guess the advice would be, first of all, what the question was. So I'll try to address a question that most people have about why they may be reluctant to go into theater. And most people are thinking, can I get a job? You know, can I have a career? And you can, you know. The thing about it is it may take a while, and you may not win an Oscar. You know, you may, everybody in town may not know that you're a star, but you can support a family, you can get a mortgage, you know, you can have a car and food. People tend to think that you have to be a starving artist, but I believe, and I know it to be true, that if you educate yourself and dedicate yourself, we need people. You know, we need people in the theater profession, and they're always looking for good people. The problem is that people wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to move to New York and be an actor or an actress or a director, and they don't take the time to educate themselves. And then you end up with a bunch of waiters who say they're actors who never really took the time to practice the art.
Get the training.
Yeah, you know, if I had advice, I would say, first of all, find a way to make sure your parents know that you're going to be okay. You know, I think most parents really just want to know that their children are happy. You know, so be happy about your choice to be in theater. Don't walk around and be jaded by it. Realize that there is opportunity, and you don't have to be a starving artist. You know, so. That would be my advice. If you want to do it, you got to do it, because you'll always wonder, what if? Why did I not do that? So try it. Life is long, barring some tragedy or disease, you know, and you may do it for a year and decide you want to be a doctor, you know. You can get an undergraduate degree in theater and then go to law school. You know, I have several friends who, after going through an actor training program, then went to law school after that, and they're better lawyers for it. You know,
You can learn a lot from theater, so, and it helps in any profession.
Definitely. So I heard something like not too long before we started to record this. They were talking out there, and I heard that you actually been thinking about doing this this play since like last spring.
Longer than that.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So, you know, I went to graduate school at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival, and I think they're reviving it now. I think it's always been there. I don't know the facts on that, so don't quote me. But back then, they had the Southern Playwrights Festival, where every year they do a reading of, I think it's like 12 to 15 new Southern plays, and then they end up picking a few to fund and do full productions of. And this play had its world premiere down at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival when I was down there. So I got to see it in rehearsal, and then I graduated shortly after that, and I was in the regional premiere of it up at the Syracuse stage. And it was directed by Timothy Douglas, who has directed a lot of August Wilson's plays, and went to school at Yale and directs there, and he's a very prominent director, and it was amazing. You know, it was the first time in my career where everybody in the cast was amazing. It's mm-hmm. like I couldn't believe I was there and I was a part of mm-hmm. it, you know. And I've just always thought that that story needs to be told here since, you know, when I said I started in 2005. That was already mm-hmm. on the list. But you kind of have to wait. You can't just mm-hmm. do a play when you want to, especially in theater, because I don't get to call in every actor in New York to come in and audition for it. Mm-hmm. I kind of have to look at what we have. And this year I felt like we finally had a group of actors that the play was right for, and they were right for the play, and they were ready to do it. And mm-hmm. so I'm glad finally that we're getting to do it now. Yeah. And I tell you, the cast is amazing. Sometimes as a director, you just kind of have to get out of the way, you know, and let them do their thing. And I tell you, you were talking about bringing your Kleenex. Mm-hmm. Like every night in rehearsal, and I know the play, I've been in it, I've seen them do it every night in rehearsal, and I still cry. Because it is, I don't know what all you guys know about the play, but it's just it's about being human, you know, what it is to be human. And the ending just, mm-hmm. you're a horrible person if it doesn't make you cry.
So you said that it makes you cry, you know, every time that you see it. How do you think, or how have you seen it kind of affect, you know, these students who are, you know, portraying these characters? What have you seen from them?
They have matured. I know, particularly Tez Thompson, yeah. who plays Grant, who the play is really about Grant, who is the teacher of the lesson before dying. And, you know, I would have said a year ago that maybe he wasn't ready for something like this, but seeing him rehearse it and go through, there's just something changed about him. Mm-hmm. Like, even in his eyes, the way he looks out of his eyes, he's like... he gets it now, and he's matured, and he seems more like a seasoned actor. So that's one thing I see from him. I think it's the first time he's had an opportunity to play a role this big. So he's grown, and so have the other cast members. You know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we'd like to thank you for coming and talking with us about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm really looking forward to being able to see it and see how far, you know, you guys have been able to make it come to life. I'm looking forward to that, and I think it's going to be awesome.
Well, I tell you, I have to say this before I'm out of here. I don't think people realize how much talent we have at mm-hmm. UNA. And the theater program has grown a lot just in the past 2 years, and mm-hmm. our numbers are way up from what mm-hmm. they were. But not only are the numbers up, but the depth of talent mm-hmm. and dedication just all around from the theater students is where it starts. And we need support. You know, we need mm-hmm. people in the community to come out and see them, because there's nothing more exciting for an actor or a designer or any theater artist in training to open a show and there be people there yeah. to see it, because you feel like that mm-hmm. you have a purpose, you know. Mm-hmm. And so come out and see it and support these young theater artists, because you're going to see them in the future, and you'll be able to say, yeah. you know, I saw him or her in A Lesson Before Dying or in whatever play we're doing. But come out and support us.
Mm-hmm. Everybody come out.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break. We'll give you a few messages in between, and then we'll be back with our actors who are playing these roles.
Do you have an Instagram or Twitter or Facebook? If so, give us a follow. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at UNA_SotaPop. That's UNA_SOTAPop. Give us a like on Facebook. Our page is SotaPop, all caps. SOTA Pop, all caps. Thank you.
Welcome back. We have some actors with us from The Lesson Before Dying. And so before we get started with our questions, why don't you guys tell us a little about yourselves, your name, what your major is. I mean, basically, a lot of y'all are theater majors, but just to let our viewers know a little bit about you.
You Well, I'm Tez Thompson, and I play Grant in The Lesson Before Dying. And you go ahead.
Hello. My name is Ladarius Prince, and I play Jefferson in a Lesson Before Dying. And yeah, pretty much.
Okay. My name is Ty Hill, and I play Vivian.
My name is Tashana Jenkins, and I play Miss Emma.
And so, you know, I know a good bit of y'all. Y'all have been in the theater program, and I know that you, Ladarius, has been in, you were in Hairspray, correct? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as theater majors and as being involved in the program, what is your most memorable moments in the program? And, like, why? What made you choose to enter the theater program?
Okay. Can I go first? Yeah. Okay. For me, I didn't come here a theater major. I came here a film major. But I want to take a theater class as an elective. So I took voice and diction. And right away, the people in the department, I took it with you.
Yeah.
The people in the department just kind of like made me realize that I always wanted to do theater. It's just, I just did it because I didn't do it because I was scared. But the people mostly brought me in.
Mm-hmm. Kind of same. I'm a freshman. So it was, like, at the table where you do, like, the theater competition drum bower. It was the people who brought me in and who talked to me who got me here. And, like, most memorable moment is probably, like, during these rehearsals because we do a lot of crying and giggling. And yeah. That's what makes me remember.
It's a really good energy in the cast.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the same thing for me, drum bower, because that's how I pretty much got into theater at first. But I mean, I don't know. There's just something about this amazing people. Like, I don't know. I gravitated towards Ty and everybody in Hairspray. We were all, like, buddies for, like, a long time.
We met my freshman year of college, though.
Oh, that's right. Your freshman year.
Yeah. We're all friends here.
And you played my mother. Ain't that interesting? I mean, it's okay. All good.
Well, what really made me just want to come in and just do theater, because when I came in to UNA, I had no idea what I wanted to do. So I was just sitting there contemplating and then just thinking of anything that I wanted to do. And it was just a bunch of films and stuff that I would just sit down and watch. And I was like, okay, you know what? This would be really cool to do. And I mean, of course, I was nervous to start it off. I'm like, okay, I've never done anything involved with theater or acting, like anything, period. So of course, I came in nervous, anything like that. But then after working with everybody, everybody's, like, really welcoming. Like, Ty and Destiny, they brought me, like, when they took me on their wing, basically. Like, they opened me up, because Lord knows I wouldn't talk to anybody. But they would always, you know, welcome me in. So it's definitely a judge-free zone whenever you're around them, so you never have to feel uncomfortable or unwanted. So, yeah, it's the people and just the fact that I just love acting. Like, I don't know what it is about it, but once I'm in it, it's just, mm-hmm. It's just a art form. Like, it feels great.
Mm-hmm. So now that we've kind of known more about, you know, why you chose theater, and because, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why you could say, we want to kind of focus on the show. So first of all, like, what role, I mean, we kind of hit on the roles that y'all have been playing. Can you tell us a little bit about them? Like, we don't want to go too much to spoil it for those that are going to go watch it, but just a little bit about, you know, what your character is and what it is in relation to the show.
Well, Miss Emma is kind of like Jefferson's godmom, but really like his mom, mm-hmm. like took him in. And she just really cares for him, and like, what happens throughout the show started because of what she did. Mm-hmm. So that's what her main role is, and to kind of keep everything together.
Mm-hmm. I play Vivian, who is Grant's girlfriend, and she kind of pushes him to continue to try to make change in young black kids' lives, like, to teach them so they could one day be as great as they possibly can be.
Mm-hmm. For me, playing Jefferson, it's kind of more like he's trying really hard trying to find himself. He's trying to figure out who he is as a person. because he always has to hear so many things about him, so he feels like he has to be that way, that someone is telling him that he should be, but that's not how he is. So he just deals with a lot of emotions, and he deals with a lot of pain and aggression, and so it's very interesting, and he's a very like relatable character. Mm-hmm. I would say.
Well, for me, playing as Grant, he's a teacher, and like he's supposed to, you know, help these kids find their way or whatever, like help them through any struggles, anything like that. But he has a lot of personal issues that he has to deal with before he can do anything. Mm-hmm. And he's just a confused person. Like, he doesn't know how he's supposed to go about handling business, or how he's supposed to go, like, what his purpose is really in this world. Like, he's just confused. So as far as him doing what he does, I feel like he really wouldn't be able to do anything without the help of Vivian. So,
and so, I mean, this production is extremely important, especially now in the society that we live in and everything. So what is being a part of such an iconic production mean to you?
That's a deep question. Yeah. I'm not going to speak for everybody, but I know for me, I like being a part of the progression. In order to progress, we need to know, like, where it all started and, like, what happened before we can, like, continue to grow as people. So I think bringing this show out to Florence and just to, like, the world in general really helps people just to realize just that things are pretty similar and things aren't going to change until we decide to make them change.
Mm-hmm. And it feels good to be able to educate people, like, what's going on and let them know that not everything is as amazing as everybody might think it seems, but everybody goes through things in life. And so this play it's just very iconic in itself. And then the moment y'all come down and y'all see it, y'all just be like, wow, this really like did something to my heart. It did something to me.
It's been a lot of rehearsals crying.
Right, yeah. I mean, because it's been like an emotional roller coaster for us, because we really, really love playing these roles, and we really love doing what we do, and we can't wait to show you guys what we can do.
Yeah. I think we've all felt like a little bit of pressure because of who we are representing, because like, although we're playing characters, it feels like we're playing people's lives. Like, we are living through people and telling their stories that didn't get to get told. So it's like, especially because this isn't that long ago, like the time period really isn't that far away. So it's like having to convey those stories and do it in a way that is also human. Mm-hmm. I feel like we all feel like that immense pressure, but like we're at that point to like where it's starting to feel very, very real for us, and the connection is very deep. So it's like, it's just something different. Like the people, when you come, you'll feel how human it is. It won't be like watching a play. It'll be like watching somebody's life. Mm-hmm. And it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful.
It's definitely been a process going through, because a lot of people, whenever you hear about the thing, like a lot of people, they don't actually, they'll believe it, but they don't really grasp the concept of what's been told to them. Like, they don't understand that this was really a thing. This, all of the things that happened in this play, this really happened back then, and nobody... They'll look at it and be like, oh, dang, that's crazy. But they don't understand. So I really feel like once they see this play, they're going to have a even deeper understanding. Like, they'll be able to go deeper in the thought about it. Like, okay, why did they really feel like this? Or why did we do this to them? Like, what caused us to be like this? It's just like, why are people so dark and evil? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it'll definitely change a lot of people.
Yeah. And since it is like such a heavy, you know, story, you know, how has your experiences been throughout the preparation of the show, and has it impacted your personal life, and, you know, because of being in this character and this role that you have to portray, and has it kind of been hard to, you know, keep going on with your normal life knowing that this happened, you know, a while back, and knowing the story that you have to tell?
Well, I can only speak for myself, but, like, I have to play somebody who's like really in like upper in age. And me as an 18-year-old freshman having to do that was a big difference in like having to pull emotions from like what my grandmas are and really have like a deeper understanding of stuff was something that made it like the first time we did the like the first read through, it was hard to go home and like sleep. Yeah. Because you had to know that like the gravity of what you had to do, it was like something just so heavy about it. And like going home and sitting there for a minute and like kind of just sitting and thinking about what's happened, it's like you had to find a way to connect but also disconnect to the point where you don't like cry every night because this will send you. Yeah. So it's like finding your balance between like, okay, this is a show, I'm connected to this character, but also finding connections in your real life to make this show real. It's finding that balance between the two of those because it's not easy at all.
It's kind of like trying to figure out how to cut it off at rehearsal. Because if you don't cut, like, especially for this show, for like us, I think, and just us as a cast, if we don't cut it off with like our thought processes, like outside of theater, it can get pretty dark pretty fast. Because like you realize, hey, if this was like me a couple years, like just a couple years ago, this could be me in the situation right now. And so it's one of those things we have to like kind of snap out of it and keep going with your life, and then rehearsal, snap back in. It's just, it's a huge process. It's just trying to make sure that you stay you.
Yeah.
But also portraying this part the best you possibly can.
Because that's pretty much every single person involved with this production, every single person has related to something that has happened to them, or they will sit here and think about something that has happened in when you were little, or even your own parents, your own family, and you're just sitting here going like, wow, I never realized just how much it takes just to actually get it out. And just when you like for me, I made my peace with a lot of things, but just having to revisit it a little bit, it was hard. But what I'm going to definitely say is, doing this production with these amazing people, it helped me get through it. That we always bring each other back to reality. We'd be like, hey, get out your feelings. Come on. We got this. Come on. Let's enjoy. Let's go. We'll be like, let's go out for lunch. Go out for dinner. Let's think about something else, have fun. So it was a lot, but we're getting through it.
Yeah, it'll definitely teach you, like, when you if you really, like they said, if you really try to stay into it the whole time, you will go into a dark place and it will be pretty tough to get out of. So you always have to have, like, that thought in your head to be like, okay, this is real. And we do have to tell a story, but at the same time, we are still acting. Like, we have to be able to disconnect, because you don't want to bring that type of energy to outside of the production or the rehearsal, because then if you bring it to your family or anything like that, they're going to sit there and look at you like, why are you acting like this all of a sudden? But it'll definitely teach you. It'll open your eyes to a lot of things. It definitely has for me. Things that I wouldn't think about necessarily. I'm not going to say that I got lost in the thought and got down about it, but it did make me open up my eyes like, okay, this really was not that long ago, because a lot of people look at it and be like, okay, oh, that was hundreds of years ago. No, this was literally right around the corner from us. Like, a lot of us, our grandparents went through this. Some of our parents even went through it. So it's definitely like, it's still a presence of it. It's just, it's kind of more hidden than it is openly expressed like it was just a few decades ago.
And so, you know, since this is such, I mean, this is a really, really, really impactful story that y'all are telling. And so definitely go check it out, and we'll give the dates in a minute. But we wanted to thank you so much for coming onto the podcast to be able to speak about this. And so we kind of wanted to finish up asking for any advice that y'all have for upcoming students who are looking to join a theater program anywhere, or especially at UNA.
I would say, just from me speaking in general, no matter if you really feel like you have a purpose and or a story to tell in some shape, form, or fashion, just take it from me, from someone that has never done entertainment his whole life, I'd say just go out there and do it. Like, if you really feel like this is what you want to do with your life and you really feel like you have a talent for it, or you feel like you have the work ethic to put into it, because it's not just something that you can jump in. You have to be able to work. You have to be able to process. I just say just do it. And, I mean, if you don't like it, then you can always change, but you never know until you, like, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So I would say just definitely jump into it and go full speed into it and just see where it leads you.
Well, and always remember, be true to yourself. Yes. Remember what you're worth, what you're good at. And also, the one thing I love about being in theater, being an actor, you can be a change in your department, in life, in the world, because think about it, you get to get on stage and you pretty much have everyone's attention, and you get to tell a story, and you get to relate to someone in that audience, and they're going to be like, wow, thank you, like, you really just told part of my story. And also, always remember this, no matter who you are, no matter what you are, no matter what part you get, no matter how small it is, you never know. You actually might be the most amazing thing that happened in that whole entire play. Even if you just said two lines, hey, what's up? Oh, that was the best moment of my life when he said, hey, what's up? The way he said it, it just gave me life. You'll understand. So always remember that. And also, and also don't let anyone break you down, tell you you're not good at something. Definitely. Don't let anybody get into your mind, have thick skin, and just be like, no, I ain't got time for this. I'm going to show you what I can do. I ain't worried about you. Oh, so please, stay to yourself. Stay true to yourself.
I could take on my more preacher. I say stay dedicated, because a lot of people, if it doesn't turn out the way they want it turn out, like, as fast as possible, they get really discouraged really fast. But when you're acting, when you're a theater major, when you're doing technical theater, you have to have patience, because it's a process. It's a long process. You may not get your big break until, like, years later, but you're going to get it regardless. So just stay dedicated, do your research, do all your homework. Do all your acting exercises. Just make sure that you are staying focused, because at the end of the day, we are the storytellers. We have a very important job. You wouldn't want a doctor to go out in the field after 2 years of school.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to school for med school for like 2 weeks and be like, okay, I'm a doctor now. It's the whole process, and it's a very important job. So we act. I know where I was going with that.
I would say it's most important is not most important. Hold up now. but something that's important is just, like, to trust your instincts, because it's hard for you to, like, as actors, you get like, our job partially is to be judged, and even though art is subjective, all we got to listen to all that stuff. But, like, trusting your instincts and trusting your abilities as an actor, I feel like that's extremely important, because, like, the more you look for approval, the less you're doing something authentic. So just understanding that if you have talent and you know that you have talent, trust that ability and keep it moving with that, and just be willing to, like, continue to learn, because, like, this is something that's always ever changing, always moving, always progressing. So, like, you can't ever stop wanting to be better. Don't stay stagnant. Keep pushing yourself to do more than what you think you can, because that's the thing that's going to make you stand out.
Yeah, most definitely, yeah. And so, like I said, we're so thankful that y'all came.
Thank you.
And seriously, like, I'm not even joking. Y'all come see this show. It is going to be so amazing. And bring a box of tissues. bring a whole box of tissues. You're going to need it. I cannot stress you enough. Like, this is coming from me. These people surrounding me right now are so talented, and I know that they. Yeah, I know.
She said we talented.
But they're so good, and I know that they're gonna be able to tell this story so well. So definitely go see that. I'm so excited to go see it. I'm already tearing up, y'all. Like, seriously.
Oh, well,
I'm not gonna cry.
We can't do
it.
Oh,
not yet. We're not.
I'm weeping.
We got both tissues.
We're staying strong.
We're strong. We ain't gonna do that now.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely go see this. It's such a deep story, and we definitely need to hear it here now, you know, every day. I mean, going forward, you know, just This is so important. So we really want to thank you guys for being able to come here and to be able to tell, be able to talk to these people, because we have viewers that, you know, and potential students that want to come here and want to be in this theater program, to show them that, hey, this is what we do, and this is coming from students themselves, you know. So we want to thank you so much for being here, and definitely go see this show. It's going to be open to the public Thursday the 21st, February 21st, through the 24th. And I believe you're opening for students on that Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Yes. So definitely go check it out. Like, the tickets are on Vendini. It's online. You can go do the link. Just go see it. Seriously, go see it. And so, yeah, we wanted to thank you so much again. I can't thank you enough like this.
Thank you.
Just thank you so much.
Thank you.
And so, thank you, Mark.
Yeah, Mark is our cameraman for right now. So just definitely go check that out. And that's it. And so we just wanted to say bye.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.